And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today, I would like to talk to you about something very important. I want to talk to you about motivation. Some of you have a problem with motivation. You say, I can't get motivated. Well, I'm going to share something with you that I think you'll find very intriguing. The other day, I heard a very, very great spiritual man say something that has stuck with me ever since. I keep coming back to it over and over again. He said something very intriguing and something that I can't forget. He said, the language of God is intuition. The language of God is intuition. You see, we are so caught up in the spoken word that we have fallen away from the language of God. That's right. God communicates with people by way of intuition. Now, let's talk about that. It's very, very important. This could be the most important thing you've ever heard if it awakens you, if you have ears to hear, and it awakens you from your slumber. See, ever since you were a little child, people's words have affected you. People's cruel words, mean words, teasing words, vicious words, swear words, yelling, screaming. See, all aspects of words. And then when you reacted and became upset at their words, you felt empty and hurt, and then you needed love. Little children need love. And then those on the outside who had pressured you, well, their love and reassurance came in the form of words. Then you very soon became a creature of love and hate based upon words. People were cruel and said mean things, and you were hurt. And then they said nice things, and you felt uplifted or better. And pretty soon you became needy, very, very needy for words of praise, words of love, words of solace and consolation and assurance and reassurance. And you began to look to other people to reassure you if it wasn't the very one that hurt you in the first place. See, the very one that separated you from your ground of being, that separated you from a language of intuition, of conscience. The one that separated you from that was the one that used words like a weapon. Some children are berated, told that they're no good and stupid, a burden. And of course, if it's not overtly said, it can be implied. Okay? But anyway, when a child becomes hurt and feels empty, then the child craves love and praise and reassurance. But then the reassurance then takes other forms. No longer is it just words, but then it's one's peers. See, and then it extends. More and more you look for reassurance because you feel empty and you are unsure and full of doubt and lacking confidence. And so you look for reassurance more and more and more from peers, from teachers, from coaches, from music, from entertainment, from marijuana, from drugs, from alcohol, from food. See? More and more do you crave reassurance to take away the pain and to take away the doubt. And you become more and more confused. And the more confused you are, the more you look to those on the outside, the very ones who had separated you from your inner ground of good, the very ones. See, the authorities, the word mongers, the word merchants, the ones who were skilled at using words, you were just a little child, then you look to them for reassurance. See? Well, this is very important. So let's continue after this announcement. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. But something has gone wrong, and it began when you were a little child, and people's words began to have more effect upon you than your own intuition and common sense. Now let me restate what I said earlier. This very profound sentence uttered by a very spiritual man. He said, "The language of God is intuition." If you could remember that, and take it with you, and dwell upon it, and consider it, it could be the beginning of a lot of good. It could be a whole change. See, what has happened is you've been converted over to the word system, the language system, the authority on the outside system. The language of God is intuition. You see, intuition is silent. It's wordless. It's what you know in your heart. It's what you see and know without words. When you were a little child, you saw things and you knew things. When you were a little child and you saw injustice, you saw it. It was clearly outlined by your intuition. People tried to make you doubt yourself. Why is Grandma so mean, Mommy, when you're gone? Grandma is mean and yells at me and she twists my arm. Don't say that about your grandma. Why, your grandma is a nice person. But, I said, I'm sorry. Now go to your room. How dare you speak against your grandma? I'm sorry. Well, so the little child clearly sees what the child sees, but you're not allowed to see. The child is not allowed to see what it sees. How many of you know that? How many of you have been around people that won't allow you to see what you see? They won't allow you to know what you know. See? The language of God is intuition. And so the little child saw. You see, human beings, let me make a little aside here. This could be helpful to some of you. See, some of you need to understand the psychology of it. Some of you need just to understand, just to have it described and say, yeah, that's what happened to me. And some of you would like to have a little bit of the metaphysics about it. Well, here's a little metaphysics. Human being was originally meant to live and walk with God. But then Adam was ambitious. And what did Adam fall to, remember? He fell to the spoken word, within which was deceit. And it was tease. It was tease and challenge. How many of you have been challenged to be more and do more and get better grades and be smarter and be nicer and be better and memorize more and get higher grades and win for the coach and jump higher and run faster? How many of you? All of you. See? Challenged. Well, that's what happened to Adam. He was challenged to be more, to reach for knowledge. See? And so he did. But when he did, he fell away from what he knew in his heart. He fell away from intuition. And it began to feel like conscience. See, when you fall away from intuition, then it feels like conscience, like 20/20 hindsight. But he fell away from the wordless way of knowing. He fell away from God's language, the language of God, is intuition. God communicates with his people within. He communicates with them within silently, and you just know. So that's what happened to you. See, when you know what you know and you see what you see and you don't doubt it, then you have what's called, what, common sense and self-confidence. And then you go out in the world and from your intuition, you kind of go this way and go that way because God knows what's good for you. And wordlessly, you just know. And you become an Einstein, an Albert Einstein, a Madame Curie, an Isaac Newton, a Ruth, a Sojourner Truth, a Susan B. Anthony, an Isaiah, a Paul. Yes, that's what you become. But it didn't happen, so now you've got to find your way back to intuition. And very fortunately, you can. You can find your way back to your intuition, the language of God. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. The language of God is intuition. So some people wonder, well, how come I don't know about God? And how come I don't feel like he's close? And I don't even know if he exists. And I don't know this and I don't know that. And I'm confused and I don't know which way to go. And I don't know what. Some people say I should do this and some people say I should do that. And I don't have any confidence and feel empty. Did you ever stop to consider that someone did a number on you? But don't hate them. See, what happens to people is when they're little children, they are berated, and often father's not there for them. See, father And here's a little bit more of the metaphysics. Father represents God in the eyes of a little child. Okay? And if Father was close to his intuition, if he always followed what he knew in his heart, and obeyed what he knew in his heart, and trusted what he knew in his heart, then what would Father have? He would have understanding. He would have wisdom. He would have patience, and he would be there for you. See? And he would have protected you from the shrill pressure mongers. See? But alas, when Father falls away from his intuition, but here's the thing. Don't resent your dad. Someone did it to him a long time ago. A long time ago, he was a little boy with a tear in his eye, and somebody was dumping on him. Somebody wasn't there for him. He became confused and angry. People were mean and teased him. And see, anger separates you. So you see how language, when language becomes a more cogent force in your life than your intuition. See, intuition is silent. Intuition is wordless. You just know. May I give you a little analogy to help you to see? Here's a little analogy for you. Let's say you have a little math problem and you don't get it. You just can't get it. Then you go to the teacher and the teacher says, okay, let me show you. Now see here and see here and see there. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, I get it. You get it. It's called the aha moment or the eureka moment. Well, that's something like what intuition is. You just see. No words are required. And once you see, it's yours, okay? You own it. And then nobody can confuse you after that because you see it clearly. Another analogy is like getting a joke. Someone tells a joke, you don't get it. But then all of a sudden, oh, I get it. See, you get it. Well, that's the aha moment, the eureka moment. Well, that's the way intuition is. God, that's what God likes. Have you noticed little children who are very close to God, incidentally? Little children are close to God. In fact, when you were a little child, you were closer to God than you've ever been since. But don't let it stay that way. You've got to find your way back to God, which you certainly can. Not everybody. Because some people, well, they're not interested in truth, or they hate truth. Or some people don't want to give up their hate. They've made a life based upon hate and based upon resentment and based upon judgment. Oh, how easy it is to judge other people. And some people don't want to give that up. And other people never want to admit they're wrong. But some people do want to admit they're wrong. And they're willing to give up their hate. And those people then find their way back to their Creator, and they become a child of God, and life is good. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came. No question about it. Indeed, I am happy to be here in the Southland. It feels It feels right, somehow. Southland, Inland Empire. There's a reason why I'm here. I don't know why, but there has to be. I've been on stations all over the country. I mean, you name it. But here I am now. Here I am. So there must be a reason. Maybe there's some wonderful person here in the Inland Empire, the Southland, some wonderful person that listens in one Sunday morning and their life is changed. Okay? Then it makes it all worthwhile. So now do you get it? The language of God is intuition. So don't, what's the word to use? Don't discount your intuition. It's very important. I bet you've heard people say, trust your gut, trust your intuition. You heard that, haven't you? And you nod assent because you sense that that's true. But it's much more profound than you realize. Okay? And so what I want you to see is that someone cut you off. Someone's words. Someone's cruel to your comfort. See? Their cruelty or false love. Both work. Both cut you off from your inner ground of good. Cut you off from being close to God and realizing the delicate promptings of intuition. They cut you off from God's love. And then they cut you off from, see, when you're close to your intuition and you trust it and don't doubt it, then you have, what would we call that? Self-confidence? And, you know, Albert Einstein had self-confidence. They called him unbudgeable. Unbudgeable. And when he realized something, he knew it was true. He just knew. And he waited for the experiment that would confirm it. And eventually someone did an experiment, sometimes years later. And when it was confirmed, he said, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised because I knew it was true. Is that beautiful? Is that confidence? It is. See? That's what you need, confidence. If somebody's being mean and you see that they're mean, then you see that they're mean. Don't let them confuse you. If something's right, then you know it's right. And if something's not right, then just don't get involved. Okay? Trust your intuition. Trust your gut. It's wordless. Okay? But now I wanted to mention something, and that is that a lot of you have become totally corrupted. Remember I talked about cruelty and false love. Cruelty and false love. That's right. Have you ever looked at someone like old pictures of old movies of Hitler or Stalin or people like that? Could you sense that something in you thought, well, he certainly looks like a nice man, Stalin, doesn't he? A cute mustache, and you saw him there with children or with an animal petting it, and you thought they were so. See, we're so used to tyrants. We're so used to looking for approval from tyrants. Tyrants, everywhere you go, petty tyrants, and we look for approval from them, and we love the approval, and we watch for them to approve of us, and we feel better. But see, that also means you've been turned away from God. Instead of looking to God for approval, you look to tyrants. But it wasn't your fault. You were only a little child when it began. And those people who were supposed to protect you from pressure, and from tease, and from challenge, and from motivation, see, all the motivators. But when you start to be motivated from the outside by their challenge, once again you fall away from self-reliance, from self-motivation. See, it's a package deal. Everything good comes from within. Love, understanding, wisdom, insight, discovery. See, little children are self-motivated until they've been slapped around and pushed down and teased. Well, you have to become self-motivated. So it's a bit of a learning process. Oh, but I said that people have become so corrupted, the outside got in. Have you ever noticed how sometimes a music tune, I was over at Starbucks, and there was this insipid melody with a singer. It was over and over again. Then I went over to Panera Bread, and lo and behold, it was there also. But yesterday I saw it was in my head. Well, I'll just watch it quietly and not resent it, and it'll go away. But everything gets inside when you react to the words on the outside to tease and become upset. Then everything gets inside, so that corrupts you, and your those thoughts inside and those images from that came in from outside, they interfere with your ability to get close to your wordless intuition. That's why I made the little meditation to help you learn how to sit still and get close to your intuition again. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Would you like to refine your intuition and have confidence again and become self-motivated? Well, you can start by knowing that your intuition is there. Get the little meditation that I made to help you refine it. And then go out in the world and don't resent people. See, don't resent them. And move forward to good things, you and your intuition. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.